Let's start with a fair warning. I am intentionally going to make at least parts of this episode boring. I will do this by talking very slowly. You may like this episode. You may like me talking slowly like this. But in my opinion, it's better to skip the episode entirely than to play it on a faster speed. Please consider, if you are listening to this on a faster speed, obviously this is not anything I can control, but I really do encourage you to listen to it as I recorded it. I'm trying to talk to you about the infinite value of boredom. And if you're trying to make this interesting or just get through it by speeding it up, it's missing the point, I think. So, what is boredom? Let's say that boredom is you think something should be happening other than what's happening. Now, there's plenty of times when you don't like what's happening. It isn't boring. You just really don't like it. But this is kind of like, it's almost as if, quote unquote, nothing is happening. It's just not enough to be interesting. Maybe you think this is boring because he's talking so slowly. Maybe you think it's a podcast. It should be more entertaining. Where do you get your standards? How does it arise that some things are interesting and others aren't? What accounts for that? Right now, you are alive. You are breathing. Your heart is beating. You can hear my voice, obviously, since you're listening to the podcast. You exist. What is it that makes what is happening seem like it's not enough? Not enough what? Not enough reality? Reality's all around you. Not enough what? Boredom is what I want to talk about today. Hello, and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. There's a painting I love called Scholar Reclining and Watching Rising Clouds. I'm going to put a copy of that painting, well, a link to a copy, in the show notes. It was painted by Ma Lin in the 13th century in China. Growing up here in the United States in this century, there is a lot in our culture about optimizing your time, using your time to, quote unquote, make the most of yourself. And here is a painting of a scholar reclining and watching the clouds, leaning back in the middle of a field. It's not a painting called Lazy Hippie Bum Watching the Clouds. It's not called weirdo wasting their time watching the clouds. This is a scholar. It's almost as if an important part of study and knowledge is to simply watch the clouds. Here is a cloud of words floating past you. Can you watch them floating past? A while ago in episodes 21 and 22, I did a two-part thing about ritual. And one of the things I mentioned about ritual is that rituals are used to
slow down the world.
Funerals, weddings, coming of age ceremonies, these moments can just whiz right past us at the speed of life. A ritual slows down the moment so we're able to see it, observe it, hold it, feel about it, relate to it, integrate it.
Hey, here's another cloud of words floating by.
Boredom can slow down the world as well. If you ever think that things are going too fast, that you have information overload, that you are burning out, go find a cool boredom, like you might find a cool oasis in the middle of a hot desert. Hot boredom is when you're bored, but your foot is tapping quickly up and down, shaking away. Your fingers are drumming on the table. Hot boredom is boring, but you're amped up. You're ready to go. You're waiting for the action to start. It's just that there is no action. So it sucks. If you've been scrolling through video after video, maybe watching a show on TV at the same time, but you're still scrolling through your phone and carrying on a couple of text conversations at the same time, unplugging will often be, at least at first, a hot boredom. The decision to unplug may quickly lead right back to grabbing that phone again 10 seconds later. It's just too difficult to be in a hot boredom and have your phone within easy reach. If you really want to let go of the phone, power it down, put it in another room, or go outside for a walk without the phone. But recognize that the heat of boredom, the hot boredom, is what's happening, and you give it a chance to cool. Cool boredom is what happens after the hot boredom burns out and cools down. If you can make it through the hot boredom, you're no longer expecting anything. You're bored, but it's more of a condition rather than a problem to be solved. You can certainly entertain yourself by singing a random song in your head or having a conversation with the imaginary representation of someone you know. But maybe during some cool boredom, a cloud passes in front of the sun, and the light changes, and this somehow becomes interesting. Maybe even for a moment, you're no longer bored, because you're watching the light change. You're watching the clouds drift by. One reason to talk slowly and make this episode boring is for you to have time to feel, have time for your body to feel the pull of wanting something else to be happening. Of course, there's something more interesting happening somewhere. Of course, there's something more interesting happening somewhere. But if you stick with it, you can listen to my voice and simply recognize how immersed you are in the world, in your existence. You can recognize it's enough to simply exist. my voice can become something extra happening, something that actually makes life seem more interesting. Because you've accepted that at least for now, nothing much needs to happen. There's nothing else that needs to happen. My voice is a small part of the immense world you live in. I'm a small part of your immense world. Your attention can spread out all through this immense world. You can feel how it is to be you right now, right where you are. right where you are. There's breathing. There's being. There's watching the words drift by.
Watching the words drift by. Watching the words drift by.
Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Please visit the home of the 10 Crutches podcast at 10crutches.link. That's 10crutches.link. The book that inspired the podcast, a book I wrote called 10 Crutches for Walking in the Present, is available for free download on the website. While you are there, please take advantage of two ways to contact me. You can send me an email, or you can make a voice recording. If you have a great question, I may be able to use it for the podcast. Also on the website, you can visit the archive to hear any published episode and see show notes for any and every show. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, thanks so much for listening. And I won't say it once again. See you next time.